SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Thanks for joining me for another program. Today we look at the Kingston and St. Andrew Corporation public education campaign on tax and fees compliance. And later we'll take a glimpse of Jamaica's traditions. All this and more coming up. Stay with us. The Kingston and St. Andrew Corporation, KSAC, will be ramping up its public education campaign to inform citizens about the importance of paying the various taxes and fees for services. Treasurer at the corporation, Nadia Crossgill, says by being compliant in paying their taxes, citizens enable the KSAC to properly carry out its functions of providing critical services.
And we hope we would have given you enough information for you to think about and to see how you can best partner with the KSAC to make sure that we are better able to serve you.
Ms. Crossgill was speaking recently at the KSAC's first town hall meeting for 2014. Persons at the meeting also benefited from a presentation by Finance and Planning Minister Dr. Peter Phillips on the policies and programs being implemented under the Extended Fund Facility Agreement with the International Monetary Fund. He also highlighted general programs and projects being carried out to generate economic growth and development. Vision 2030 hopes to create a Jamaica that will have world-class transport, telecommunications, water supply, and sanitation systems that will improve the quality of life for citizens. Vision 2030 Jamaica is the country's first long-term development goal that is working to transform the island into a place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business.
Jane, it's how you start coming to work so early from the other day. You're working for a promotion.
No, my dear child, nothing like that. I realize that when I come work late, I don't get much work done. But when I come in early, I finish my task and even have time to plan for the next day. And because of that, my entire department has become more productive.
Well, I'm going to follow your lead and ensure that my department is more productive too.
Punctuality plays a key role in improving productivity. Be on time and use your time well. Productivity, pathway to prosperity. A message from the Jamaica Productivity Center.
On the community notice board, the Balaclava Primary is inviting community members and persons in surrounding areas to join the students in celebrating Jamaica Day on February 28 with a march at 9 a.m. from the town square to the primary school. Here's our glimpse of Jamaica.
Okay, when I was a child growing up, our parents used the annatto as a colorant. So annatto is a thing that grows on the tree, like a pod, and then you can open it and get all the seeds from it. Plants is made of flour. Fish is then added with different seasoning. It can be eaten with cooked food. The annatto can also be used as a substitute for curry. That's all I know. I am Winifred Shaw.
Remember, you too can share your favorite glimpses of Jamaica by simply emailing your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm or call 926-359024. And that's it for today's Journey Roundabout JA. Thanks to Prince Moore, my engineer. I'm Ruth Ankar, reminding you to join me again on this station or on our website at jis.gov.jm. Until then, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.